Cities in many nations of the world were the scene this week of protest demonstrations against the continuous murder of social and labor leaders, as well as defenders of human rights and former guerrilla combatants, conducted in Colombia in face of the indifference of the government leaders. The street demonstrations all over Colombia were sponsored by institutions that defend human rights. Protesters recalled that since the signing of the agreement between the guerrillas and the government of Colombia, those who struggle in that country for the rights of the dispossessed, that is, the vast majority of the population, have been under constant persecution, hostility, and even death threats by the government forces. At least 734 peace activists and former guerrillas have been murdered since the peace accord was signed. And the government of President Iván Duque is not showing any sign that it is ready to stop this carnage. Not a single week goes by in Colombia with dozens of new victims filling up the macabre list, throwing a gory curtain of fear over Colombian society, shaken by over half a century of bloody domestic conflict. A spokesman for the organization's Colombians for Peace declared that there is much more than a statistic, since that victims are human beings of flesh and blood. 196 murders were recorded in Colombia in the one-year period ending in May of this year. Only in 8% of the murders, the authors were identified, and the rest of the crimes have gone unpunished. By mid-June of this year, a mission of the United Nations Security Council visited Colombia to investigate the scandalous amount of murders of opponents to the administration that have gone unpunished. The United Nations group left a clear message to the Colombian government that the murder of social leaders and opponents has to stop. Otherwise, the UN group noted, the peace accords will also die. The ball is in the Colombian government's court. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.